The aim of this unit in the Talk to the World Business English series is to examine and illustrate how one conducts effective business conversations, that is, how one achieves what one wants through dialogue with others. In Part 1, we follow the progress of Frank McCarthy, managing director of an English cosmetics manufacturer, through three conversations. Each of these conversations is important in shaping the future of his company. Each conversation has a different aim and is therefore conducted differently. The aim of the first conversation is to make a decision on company direction. The aim of the second conversation is to solve a problem in production. The third conversation is creative. Its aim is to discover new ideas for an advertising campaign. In Part 2 of this unit, we will examine the techniques and methods, as well as the language contained in these three business conversations. Noble Waters Limited is an English company which produces a range of fragranced pharmaceutical products. Established in the 1950s, Noble Waters originally produced solely for export to the United States. There, they had captured a market niche as a high-priced, high-quality luxury product. Noble Waters had managed, despite intense competition and a number of merger offers from larger American pharmaceutical concerns, to hold their own in that market. While their position as a niche product seemed secure, opportunities for growth were few within the limitations of their production and marketing strategy. In 1992, the company decided to move in a new direction and launch their products on the European market. Noble Waters soon found, however, that they had not got sufficient marketing strength to take on the German and French pharmaceutical giants on their own home territory. 1993 saw Noble Waters register its first loss for over 30 years. McPherson Pharmaceuticals, a U.S. pharmaceutics and cosmetics manufacturer, entered the scene with a takeover bid. McPherson's had been showing interest in Noble Waters for many years. Their bid was generous, offering to leave Noble Waters with substantial autonomy.